You're listening to the Crebo Shoe Podcast, Episode 75, Good Hang, Tough Hang, Animal Crossing Edition. Welcome back to another episode of the Crebo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined once again by my co-host. He's back. Chad is here. How's it going, man?
Hey, going good. Great to be back.
Happy to have you back. We got a fun show lined up today. We've got a fun topic. The Good Hang, Tough Hang makes another return to the show, but this time an Animal Crossing edition. So I'm looking forward to getting into that with you. But first, let's go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. What have you been playing lately, Chad?
So, of course, I'm still sticking with Animal Crossing New Horizons. I've kind of slacked off. I haven't been playing every single day, but I've been checking in for sure a few times a week, skipping a few days here and there, but still loving the game. It's awesome, unlocking new stuff every single day in it, so really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it too. I've definitely am not an everyday kind of player on this game anymore, and haven't been for a few weeks. But I was finally able to get the Island Designer thing app.
Yeah,
and so I've been having fun kind of putting down paths and stuff, and fixing up a few annoyances I had with my island. So I've been really enjoying that. There's a lot of things I want to do. I just don't have the time or some of the items that I need to do it. But I definitely am still enjoying the game.
Yeah, that's me. I'm running into problems where I don't have the items that I want to fix up certain pieces of my island, but I absolutely love the way you can lay paths down. That really just dresses it up, especially if you kind of want to make kind of a little shopping district or something along those lines. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it completely changes the look of your island. I mean, I've done very little, and already my island to me looks 10 times better just having some paths down and stuff. It just makes it seem more like a city or something, I guess.
Right. You don't have to run on the grass and watch it discolor, so that's awesome.
Exactly.
Other thing I've been playing is I actually played this with you and Tristan, and that's Splatoon 2. We played in the latest Splatfest. It was really cool. Ketchup versus Mayo, a repeat of the very first Splatfest for the series. I thought that was so much fun, and we actually came out as victors this time around. The original
Splatfest, yes.
Original Splatfest, right. It was Team Mayo came out as the champion, but Team Ketchup finally got some redemption here.
Yeah, you know, we both were asking each other which team should we pick, and I really don't like ketchup or mayo, so I didn't really have a preference, but I was almost thinking about, well, maybe mayo since it won the first time, but thankfully Tristan did have an opinion. He was team ketchup all the way, so we joined in with him, and I'm happy to say we ended up victorious.
You know, when we don't pick, we usually win, so that's awesome.
That's right. I think if there's ever a sequel to Splatoon 2 or some more Splatfest in the future, we should just have random people pick the team for us, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that'd be the smart thing to do.
But you're right. It was a ton of fun playing in that Splatfest. You know, going back to Splatoon, and you know, it's sort of like riding a bike, except for you're just really rusty. But I mean, we started to find our groove, and you know, we ended up winning more matches than I thought we would. So I really had a great time with you and Tristan playing that.
Yeah, I checked on the Nintendo Switch app on the Splatoon app there, and we actually won more than we lost, so I feel very, very confident in our abilities there. That was
oh,
great.
Yeah, that's a huge win for how long it had been since we'd played, so.
For sure. I've only been playing one other game. It came out a few weeks ago, and that's called Lonely Mountains Downhill. I've recently got me a mountain bike and was kind of just riding some trails here around town, and I kind of started getting the urge. I would like love a biking game. So I started looking around on the Switch, and wouldn't you know it, this one just happened to be coming out about a week after I'd got into the mountain biking. So I picked this up, and it's a really cool game. You start at the top of these hills, and you just have to coast down on a mountain bike. You use the analog stick to control your direction, and then I believe one of the triggers to accelerate. And it's just really cool. There's not hardly any soundtrack at all. All you're hearing is just the tires on the dirt, on the grass, whatever terrain you're on, and then just the clicking of the pedals. And it's just so relaxing, but it's also quite difficult. You have a boost button. You gotta be very gentle on that, or you will wind up facing a tree, and that's bad.
That sounds very interesting. Seems like it came out at the perfect time for you, too. You got into bikes, it and really all of a sudden, there's a well-reviewed bike game on the Switch. It's very, very odd that that happened, but I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, I looked up some reviews before I purchased it, and like you said, it was well-reviewed, especially by Nintendo Life, and it just kind of pushed me over the edge. I was really wanting a biking game at that time.
Well, that's cool. It sounds really neat. I'd like to try it out at some point. Maybe if it goes on sale or something, I'd be interested in taking a look at it. But yeah, that's really cool that that was released on the Switch.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. But that's pretty much all that I've been playing these last few weeks.
All right. No, sounds like a pretty good list there. As I mentioned, I've been playing a little bit more Animal Crossing New Horizons. I played through the Stamp Rally, and I was kind of excited about this, but my excitement was dampened a little bit when I realized you can do this in about 30 minutes or less, and it's kind of over everything you can get. So I was a little disappointed that there wasn't more to it, but we'll see what the next event holds for this game.
Right.
Of course, played some Splatoon 2. Got my Wii from my parents' house and hooked it up to my TV here at my house. And of course, the Wii is the best way to play GameCube games because you can play it in with component cables that don't cost $100 like for the GameCube. So I've been playing some GameCube games. I went back to the original Animal Crossing and kind of showed my wife. She had never played this game. She got into the series later, and we went back to my old town, and it was just a lot of fun seeing everything that was there and how different it is, but yet how also similar it is. And so I had a lot of fun looking through my original Animal Crossing town.
Hey, that's awesome. I haven't done that in probably a few years now, so that's really cool.
You know, a lot of things are so similar, but yet there's been some huge improvements in this game. You know, just the inventory alone, even if it is not the best still on New Horizons, I mean, you'd have to go into the inventory literally every time you wanted to equip a shovel or unequip it. There was no shortcuts in this game, and you could also hold very little items in your pocket. So I'm very happy for how far Animal Crossing has come, and playing the original really let me see that.
Right, I remember those limited pocket days. Those were rough.
Rough times indeed. These people that came to the series with New Horizons, they don't know how easy they have it, I guess you could say.
That's right.
Also picked up a game that I loved as a kid. And, you know, recently Activision announced that they are going to be coming out with a remake of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. And unfortunately, right now, it is not announced for the Switch. But this was a series I loved dearly as a child. And so I picked up Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 on the GameCube just to kind of have something skateboarding to play and while I'm waiting for these games to be released. And so I've been playing through that on the GameCube, and that's a lot of fun as well. So my GameCube games are getting a little bit of love for once.
Hey, nice. Yeah, it's been a while since I've played some good old-fashioned GameCube games, and I do love the Tony Hawk series as well. I think I have the Pro Skater 3 as well, and a friend of mine used to have Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, and we spent plenty of hours on that.
Very nice. But yeah, that's about everything that I have been playing. Let's go ahead and move on into our recent pickups. Have you picked up anything interesting lately, Chad?
So some of the little flea markets around town are open back up. So I went over there looking for any kind of gaming items and such that I could acquire. And I ended up picking up Pokemon Heart Gold, Pokemon Crystal for the Game Boy Color, and Pokemon Diamond for the DS.
Oh, very nice.
So I was able to get some steal of a deal on these games, and the one I never had before was Crystal. I'd played these other ones before, but I've never had a copy of Crystal, so I was really happy to get that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Crystal's a great game. Gold and Silver, of course, are looked at as some of the top Pokemon games of all time. And, you know, Crystal was kind of the game that came after that kind of, you know, was the best version of that Gen 2. So it's a great one to have in your collection.
Yeah, I was very excited about it.
Now, were these loose carts or were these boxed or what are we talking about here?
No, Crystal was loose. Heart Gold and Diamond were boxed. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. I also have Crystal, but it's just loose as well. But that's really cool. You were able to get the boxes for the other two.
Right, I've been looking for a box for Crystal, but oh, they are very, very pricey.
I can only imagine. Yeah, that's got to be very highly sought after.
Right, right.
For me, it's been a few GameCube games. Like I said, I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. I also picked up my favorite basketball game of all time. That's NBA Street Volume 2 on the GameCube. I just, it came in a little later and I haven't had a chance to play it yet. But again, many, many hours were spent playing this basketball game and I'm happy to have it back in my collection. Also, I picked up a game, Burger Time Party, I think it's on the Switch. I think it was actually the developer of the game was selling it for, I believe, $10 or $15 on a sale. So I picked that up. I haven't played it or anything, but I did love the original Burger Time. I don't really know much about this, you know, new Burger Time game on the Switch, but it was something I definitely wanted in my collection for that price.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that, but I've never played the original, but I would like to check out this new one here.
Yeah, just think of it as a very early version of Overcooked or something. You know, you're building food, and it's a long time ago, but, you know, it was a lot of fun as a kid playing through Burger Time, so I was happy to pick this one up for cheap.
Nice.
All right, let's go ahead and move on into the news. You know, right after Tristan and I recorded last episode, of course, the day after Paper Mario, the Origami King was announced. And of course, with everything going on in the world right now, we didn't get a lot of fanfare. This just Nintendo just released a trailer without any heads up or anything. And I, for one, am very excited. And you know, we're not going to have to wait very long. This game's coming out on July 27th. Chad, you are of the two of us, you're the bigger Paper Mario fan, so I'm curious what your thoughts are on this announcement.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, this was announced right after the last episode, like you said, so it almost feels like old news a little bit.
It does, sad, yeah.
This game, I'm so excited for a new Paper Mario game, especially on the Switch. I love the Switch so much, so it always seems to bring the A games out of every title it brings, so I really have high hopes for this one. But also, I'm trying not to let those hopes get too crazy because of the last few entries in the series, but just from the trailer, I think it is going to be a little bit more like people prefer it as far as the N64 and GameCube days, but we'll see, I suppose.
Yeah, that's really what I'm hoping as well. As someone who hasn't played either the N64 or the GameCube ones, it's just everything you read and hear from people that are into the series, those are just kind of the gold standard, those two titles there. And everything that came after is, while good, is not great, maybe you would say. And I would love for them to kind of get back to the roots or have another kind of a masterpiece game in this new Paper Mario. So I'm very excited about it and have my fingers crossed that it'll be good. And I'm also very appreciative that Nintendo is actually making a new game. You know, a lot of people would think that Nintendo would kind of take the easier route and just come out with, you know, a Paper Smash remake or something like, or Color Splash, whatever the Wii U one was called. I think it was Color Splash. You know, that they would just kind of make a remake of that. And I applaud Nintendo that they're actually going to make a new game in this franchise. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I am too. You know, we've went through the stickers, we've went through the paint, and now we're kind of moving on to Origami, which an Origami Princess Peach looks a little creepy in my opinion, but I'm really excited to see what they can do with this.
Me too, and I'm excited that the whole game is not Origami. You know, Paper Mario is still has his classic
exactly.
Look and everything, so it seems like it's going to be kind of a mixture, and I'm okay with that. The trailer, it looks like, shows off quite a few different varied worlds and stuff, so this really has a good look to it, and I'm excited about playing it in July.
Same.
We also got some new titles that were released on the NES and the SNES Nintendo Switch Online collections. It's been a few months, it seems like, since we got any. So we're getting three Super Nintendo games and one regular Nintendo game. Starting off with the Super Nintendo, we're getting Operation Logic Bomb, Panel Dupont, Wild Guns, and Rygar on the NES. Chad, do any of these stick out to you? Have you had a chance to play any of these?
You know, I've been meaning to get on here, but I keep forgetting that these have been added, so I haven't tried any of these out yet, but I would love to play the original Wild Guns. I've got the Wild Guns remastered or something like that on the Switch, and I think it's awesome, but I've always wanted to play the original one on Super Nintendo, so this is going to be my chance to play that.
Yeah, you know, I saw this Wild Guns and I thought this is just perfect for Chad. You know, you kind of turned me on to this game and the remake on the Switch or whatever it is, the version on the Switch. And so it is cool to have the original version here. If I'm not mistaken, this was a fairly expensive Super Nintendo cartridge to buy. So it's really cool that you have a chance to play it, you know, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. I have played through all four, or played through at least some of these four games, a little bit of each one. Operation Logic Bomb is a game I'd never played as a kid. It kind of reminds me of a top-down Contra almost. You're kind of walking around and you have different guns and stuff that you can use. It's okay. I didn't just love it, but it is fairly enjoyable. Panzer Dragoon, on the other hand, is to me the best game here. This is the Japanese version of what we know as Tetris Attack on the Super Nintendo, and Tetris Attack is right up there with Dr. Mario, the original Tetris, just kind of some of my favorite puzzle games of all time. This is a great game, and I'm just thrilled to have it, you know, basically for free here, and the Japanese version, of course, that I've never played before. So this is a very enjoyable game. I encourage anyone that likes puzzle games to definitely check this one out. It is a ton of fun, and I've been playing it quite a bit.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have been wanting to check this one out. I've heard really good things about it since this has been released.
Right. Of course, Wild Guns, like you said, it's kind of neat to have the original. And then Rygar on the NES. This is kind of a strange game. I don't know. I was not able to get very far. It's just hard to know where to go. And you'll go into a cave and there's a weird old man in there giving you a really vague hint. And I just couldn't make heads or tails of this game. So I would almost think you might need to resort to looking online of what to do, because it's just very difficult to figure out where to go. But it was fairly fun, but definitely probably my least favorite of the four.
Gotcha. It kind of sounds a little like Zelda going into a cave with a weird old man trying to give you something.
It did kind of have that vibe. It's very, very, very strange. It is a side-scrolling type of game, though, more so than a top-down. I'm always excited to see new games come to those collections, and I'm still just waiting for Nintendo to release the Donkey Kong Country games on the SNES collection. So maybe next time.
Oh man, I can't wait.
Let's go ahead and move on into new releases. So several games are coming out the day this will be released on Friday. We're of course getting the BioShock Collection, XCOM 2 Collection, the Borderlands Collection, and of course Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, all coming out the day that this podcast is coming out. So plenty of games for your Switch, and I speak for both of us that we are very excited about the Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, and we will be picking that up and hopefully talking about it on a future show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, I wasn't just totally thrilled about this game, but after talking with you for some time and looking at some reviews, I am really excited and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Me too. Just everything I'm hearing about this game, just from how Nintendo redid the visuals to just how good the story and the gameplay are, and also that it seems like it has an easier difficulty you can switch to if you get stuck, because I haven't played too many games like this, so I'm all in. I'm very excited about getting this game in my possession and trying it out and hopefully enjoying it as much as everyone else is, and if so, I'd love to talk about it on a show in the future with you.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, well, that's going to do it with kind of the entry-level stuff here. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we'll get to our main topic, Good Hang, Tough Hang, Animal Crossing Edition. All right, Chad, it's time for our main topic. We're going to do another Good Hang, Tough Hang. It's been a while since we've done them, but they've always been fun, and I'm really excited about this one. We're going to do an Animal Crossing Edition. So we've got, I think, 14 characters here, and we're going to kind of split them up as far as kind of taking the lead on them, but sure, we'll comment on all of them, each one of us. So let's just go ahead and get into it. I'm very excited, and how about you just go ahead and start us off here?
All right, yeah, I'm looking very forward to this. Our first one was, of course, the face of Animal Crossing. That's Tom Nook. So the very rich, adventurous, and big billionaire tycoon Tom Nook, who's also a tanuki, yes. Not a raccoon. Anyway, I had to label Tom Nook after I went through everything with him. You know, I was going to label Tom Nook a good hang, but after talking with my wife, I'm kind of leaning toward a tough hang on this one. She brought up some,
really?
We actually discussed this, and she brought up some good points. You know, Tom Nook, whenever he gets his nephews out of the tent with him, he replaces them with the golf course. I mean, a little putting course right there in the tent, and they're nowhere to be found. I don't think he's not the family man I thought he was, and he tries to get his nephews to do all the work and everything. I love Tom Nook as can be, but I mean, I think he'd replace me eventually. I think he'd get tired of me, make me do some work, and then replace me with a swimming pool or something. I don't think that's a very good friendship.
Wow, you've given me a lot to think about here. First off, I applaud you for taking this very seriously and even discussing it with your wife. I'm glad to know that you're taking this as seriously as I am, because this is serious business. Also, on the golf course, the little putting thing, do you think he already had that ordered and was just waiting? Because if so, that's pretty wrong.
That's pretty harsh, yeah. I don't know. I thought I knew Tom Nook, but obviously I don't, so... I don't even know what to say about it.
You know, and he's not one of them friends that would be like, you know, hey, you should be happy with what you have. He's always pushing you to buy more and spend more, you know, and he's just, you know, he's keeping you in debt. And, you know, as much as I would like to think he'd be a good hang, you raise some very important issues that he would have as far as being a friend. I'm not so sure that he would be. So I can definitely see your points there on him. I think he'd be a tough hang.
Yeah, I just, you know, he always, last time I, my last house renovation, I'm in debt over $1 million now, just for an upstairs added to my house. So he obviously doesn't care about friendship to give me a break here, so I'm kind of upset about it.
Yeah, at the same time, I feel like, am I a bad hang? Because if me and you go to like Retropalooza or something, we're definitely egging each other on to buy more and buy more. So we may have a little bit of Tom Nook inside of us as well.
You're right. I don't think we can hang out anymore. Oh, it was very tough to do, but I had to label Tom Nook a tough hang.
Yeah, well, there are some tough decisions to be made here, you know, and that's why we're doing this. We're taking this down to a scientific level, and we're making the tough call so everybody else doesn't have to.
That's right.
So I appreciate you going against the grain and labeling him a tough hang, and I think I'm going to have to agree with you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I'm very curious about your next one here.
All right, so we're going to keep it in the family. We're going to go into Timmy and Tommy. And I thought it was only fair, and we've got a few characters like this. I think it's only fair to do this as a pair, because these little guys seem to be inseparable. And so it seems like if you're going to be friends with one, you're going to have to be friends with both. Don't you agree?
Exactly. I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay. So Timothy and Thomas, which is their real names and how I like to refer them as, you know, they were taken under the wing of Tom Nook. A lot of people think they're his nephews or sons. They're not. Certain jock or lazy villagers will tell of a rumor that Tom Nook found them in the streets and raised them by himself. So, you know, they're very humble. They had very humble upbringings. And so, you know, unlike Tom, you know, I think they're a little more humble than him. You know, they're used to just stocking the shelves or doing whatever Tom needs them to do. And so to me, you know, I'm going to label them a good hang, and I have a few more reasons why. You know, first off, they're adorable. You're going to get a lot of attention. It's kind of like when you have a cute puppy in a park. You know, a lot of people are going to come up to you and just, you know, they're going to be a good conversation starters. They're so cute. And so to me, that's definitely something in their favor. You know, also, you know, they've taken over the main store in any Animal Crossing town in the series from their mentor Tom. You know, it's been several games that they've kind of handled all the retail stuff, and you know, they're always willing to help you out financially, unlike Tom, who seems like he's always putting you in more and more debt. You know, they're always willing to help out. They'll even go so far as to pay you bills for trash or even weeds. You know, they may not give you much, but they'll give you something. Also here in New Horizons, you know, sometimes you're stuck with a full inventory, but it's late and the store's closed. Well, they will now allow you to drop off items, and they'll wire you the bells in the morning so you can continue collecting stuff late at night. So to me, they're a good hang. They just seem like they're always willing to help, and they're you know, they're not putting you in debt. They're helping you get out of it. So as I really think, to me, they would be a good hang.
You know, I don't know how you could argue that Timmy and Tommy would not be a good hang. These are some great points that you brought out. The only thing that does concern me is, you know, these are some young guys. There's not many other young kids their age in the town. So I just don't know what their friendships are like. It seems like they've sacrificed a lot to keep working like this. And they idolize Tom Nook. I mean, you can tell they he's really their hero. But, you know, given all in all, I think they're heading on a different path than Tom Nook, even though they try to be like him so much. They're just, Tom Nook never paid you for weeds. Timmy and Tommy do. So, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of them. Although, I'll be honest, their turnip prices just stink, at least in my island. So, that's one knock against them. But in every other way, I really appreciate both Timmy and Tommy. So, I'd go with Good Hang there.
Good Hang. I would have to agree with you. That's awesome. Okay, moving on down the list. Number three is Isabel, and she's a good hang. The first reason, I've never heard anybody say anything ever bad about Isabel. You ask anyone, Isabel's A-okay. Isabel is so popular, she was in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. She's got her own amiibo and a couple more from the Animal Crossing series. So everybody does love her, and the Super Smash Bros. One is super, super difficult to find. Another reason is she's so stylish. I mean, she fixes up her hair to look like a bag of bales on top of her head. It's incredible. No other villager can pull this off in Animal Crossing. Another reason is that at the start of every day, she's always there to greet you. And even if there's no news, she's willing to talk about her day to make you more comfortable. So it's not quite so awkward just sitting there staring at her. And, you know, Isabel is just, she's always been there. She's always wants to help beautify the place and to, if you have a problem with a citizen, you just discuss it with her. She's going to try to make you feel all better. And so I can't really find any knocks against Isabel. I just think she's a great dog, and she's a good hang.
Yeah. I mean, she's just so pleasant. Like you say, there's not really anything bad about her. I don't know how anyone could actually choose her as a tough hang unless they just didn't like happiness. And so, yeah, I don't really have a whole lot to add. You covered it pretty much everything, but yeah, totally a good hang. I don't know why you wouldn't want to hang out with Isabel. So I totally agree with everything you said.
And you mentioned it, Timmy and Tommy, you know, you'd get a lot of attention because she actually is a cute dog, unlike the cute Tanukis. Yeah. So
plus that's the exactly little bell that when she walks, I mean, it's going to draw some attention for sure.
Exactly. So we have two good hangs and one tough hang so far.
That's right. Moving on to number four, Blathers. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to label Blathers as a tough hang, and I'll try to tell you why.
Ooh.
First off, you know, I'm not a night owl, and that's literally what Blathers is. He is an owl, and he's only awake at night. And so, you know, he sleeps all day, and that's when I'd want to, you know, do stuff and have fun, you know, out in the sunlight, and he's just going to be sleeping. So it seems like it'd be kind of tough to hang out with him except for very late at night. You know, also, he's a real chatterbox. You know, he just cannot stop blathering about stuff. And it seems like if you were hanging out with him, just every little thing he saw, every fossil, every bug, every fish, he'd just go on and on about it. And, you know, it would kind of get old after a while just hearing him just go on incessantly about every little thing. So it seems like to me it'd be a little tough hanging out with him. You know, and also just he's a big fraidy cat when it comes to bugs. Seems like if you just happened upon a butterfly even or something that was just very innocent, he would just freak out and cause a big scene. And so I just don't know if I'd just love hanging out with him. And so I'm going to label him as a tough hang.
You know, this is a tough one for me because I absolutely adore Blathers. I love hearing. I love the way he looks. I've always liked him. I like hearing him letting me know of his knowledge of all the fish, especially the fossils and the bugs. I don't care quite as much about, but I love hearing his passion for fish. He just loves them so much. But you've given me some things to think about. I was prepared to fight you on this one. I knew you were going to label him as a tough hang, and I was just like, how can I make him a good hang? But you've raised some very good points. I don't know what I can say.
I totally understand. You know, to me, Blathers is a very divisive character in Animal Crossing. I know a lot of people that love him, but also an equal amount of people that can't stand him and hate right. how much dialogue you have to go through just to donate one thing. So definitely a divisive character, and you could definitely make a case for a good hang, but for me, he's a tough one. So it wasn't easy, but that's the way I went, but I definitely could see the other side as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to make those hard decisions. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, so.
It is.
Moving down the list, number five, Mabel and Sable. kind of like Timmy and Tommy, I feel like these two have got to go hand in hand.
Yeah, another combo for sure here.
So Mabel comes to your town just as a humble clothes salesperson. She's just selling in the streets, doesn't have a home. Eventually, if you buy enough and give her enough money, she'll start up her own shop and even get her sister to come in and help her with it. It looks like Sable is kind of the workhorse, while Mabel is kind of the face of the business. This was kind of a tough one for me because I had to really think about it because I didn't really know a whole lot about the Able sisters, but I ended up labeling them a good hang. One is they are kind of the fashion police. They're not going to let you wear something embarrassing out. They're going to fix you up, make you look nice for every occasion. They have, you know, if it's Halloween, they're going to have a costume ready for you. If it's a night on the town, they're going to have a suit and tie and some shoes and everything, a top hat, everything you need to impress whoever you're going out to eat with. I couldn't find any knocks against them. They have their own business. They seem to be very successful. And they have a fitting room now. That is, to me, the big thing, where you don't have to look at every piece of clothing that they have. You can just go in the fitting room, try it on, see what it looks like, and get it if you want. That's about all I had on Mabel and Sable, but I did label them as a good hang.
Man, I'm so glad you did this. I really thought you might go tough hang here, but I completely agree. Definitely a good hang. I love these two hedgehogs. You know, I don't want to repeat too much that you've already said, but one other thing I like, you know, is Sable. You know, she's very quiet at first, very shy, but I'm sure we've all made a friend over the years that, you know, it started out where, you know, maybe you or them were very shy, but the more you get to know them, the more you talk to them, they ended up being a lifelong friend. And that's kind of how I view Sable. You know, if you take the time to get to know her, you know, she'll quickly open up and you'll have a friend for life. And like you said, they're going to always keep you looking at the very best. And, you know, and they just seem like they'd be a lot of fun to go clothes shopping with. And like you said, they'd keep you from buying something ridiculous probably. So definitely exactly. Good hang.
You know, I never thought about that. I forgot to mention that. Sable, yeah, she opens up to you. There's really no other characters in Animal Crossing that do that, or kind of, they won't talk to you a whole lot at first, but that's actually like you're getting to know a neighbor. And you just, the more you talk to each other, the more you appreciate each other. And that's what the game is all about, for sure.
Yes, I absolutely love Sable and how they've done her, because, you know, a lot of people would maybe try to chat her up once or twice and think, well, she's never going to say anything and just give up. But the ones who persevere, you know, and talk to her every day, you know, all of a sudden she just really opens up. And it's one of the coolest things in the Animal Crossing game. So yeah, definitely for sure. Good hangs. All right, moving on. Number six. This would be Red. Of course, we know him now as Jolly Red. He's also been known as Crazy Red. I think crazy may be a better descriptor, actually. But
yeah,
he's known as Jolly Red now, and this probably won't surprise you, but I'm labeling him as a tough hang. Let's just go through it here. Number one, he's sleazy, he's crafty, and he cannot be trusted. You know, that's the three things you don't want in a friend. You know, he pretends to be your best friend, but he really just wants your bells. You know, he's one of the people that as long as you're buying stuff, as long as you're spending the money, you're A-okay. But if you decide, you know, hey, this stops now, well, all of a sudden he's not your friend anymore when the bells dry up. You know, he'll even give you a sarcastic thanks a lot if you leave without buying anything in his store. You know, I just don't like this guy. Also, you know, he doesn't like Tom Nook. And even if Tom Nook, as we've said, might be a tough hang, we all have a huge respect for Tom Nook. Well, that is, except for Jolly Red. You know, he's referred to him as that raccoon in an apron, you know, almost like he's an imposter. And yeah, it just doesn't sit well with me. You know, not to mention, of course, the fact that he'll sell you counterfeit art if you let him. So, I don't know. I just can't imagine who would want to hang out with a character like this. He's a tough hang in my book.
No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, whenever you go to purchase something, you don't want to have to look it over thinking, well, this could be fake. You have to look over it with a magnifying glass, be sure there's no imperfections or just plain out something wrong with it that's not real. So I feel like you constantly have to be looking over your shoulder with Crazy Red or Jolly Red now. And yeah, tough hang for sure.
Yeah, just not anybody you even want to deal with, even as not a friend. But, of course, we all need that artwork, so we have to deal with them. But I certainly wouldn't want to hang out with them outside of business, for sure. So
yeah, not at all. Okay, number seven, Harvey.
I've been waiting for this one.
tough hang. I think we can just move on the list.
I couldn't agree more. Very tough hang.
Harvey, I mean, first of all, I think probably the creepiest character in Animal Crossing, in my opinion. Just as soon as you see him, you're just like, who is this creep? He lives on an island by himself in a totally empty house, and he likes you to come over and take pictures of you and everything. It really creeps me out, so I don't feel comfortable going into much other detail about Harvey. He's just a tough hang.
No, I mean, not only do you want to be around him, you just want to avoid him at all cost, in my opinion. Definitely very strong creep vibe out of this guy. Again, that house, I know surely everybody that has Animal Crossing New Horizons visited Harv's Island because it sounded so cool. And I'll tell you what, I went once and I've never returned. I was thoroughly creeped out.
Yeah, I've been once and I don't plan on going back until maybe the wedding season when Reese and Cyrus may appear there.
Yeah, you know, I think Harvey originally came out, if I'm not mistaken, in the new amiibo update on New Leaf. And, you know, he wasn't as creepy to me at first, but definitely now, just no way. He's easily a tough hang in my book as well.
Yeah, and New Leaf, I thought he was awesome. You know, he ran the campsite and everything, and he was just pretty cool, but I don't like what he's become.
Yeah, the more you get to know him, the less you want to be around him for sure.
Exactly.
All right, the next one, I was happy to get this one assigned to me, and that's KK Slider. Of course, I'm going to go with a good hang here. You know, KK Slider has been one of my favorite Animal Crossing characters since the very beginning. There's just not a whole lot to dislike about this fella. First of all, he's extremely chill. I just love how easygoing he is. You know, he doesn't seem to get upset or excited about anything. He's just pretty cool, calm, and collected. You know, he doesn't charge for his music. Of course, if you're impatient or, you know, you can buy his music from like the ATM machine in the resident services building. But if you're just patient and maybe make a request for the song you want, after he plays it for you, he'll give it to you for free. You know, he says, you know, unlike the industry fat cats, as he refers to him, he doesn't charge for his music. And I think that's very admirable of him. You know, not only is he a musician, but he's great at many different genres of music. You know, he can play 95 different songs now in New Horizons. He's got something for everyone, and I love that about him as well. He's even performed with Off the Hook from Splatoon 2 in concert. So, I mean, he's a celebrity in his own right as well. And to me, he's easily a good hang. The one knock I would have, maybe the one embarrassing thing about being with him in public is, other than his guitar, he doesn't seem to wear any clothes. But I'm willing to overlook that for all his good qualities.
I was wondering if you're going to mention that. Yeah, that's the only thing.
Well, you kind of have to. Yeah.
You kind of do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I really appreciate KK Slider, everything he's done for the music industry. He's so cool, like you said. He's just so chill. And I was glad that you also mentioned that he performed with Off the Hook. To me, that was the big time. He's officially made it. And
he's crossing franchises now. I mean, oh, yeah. He's a big deal.
I figure we'll probably see him in some other places in the future, and I'm so happy for him for his success. So definitely a good hang.
Yeah, I hope no one gets creeped out by him having no clothes on. You know, I kind of think of him as the Pluto of Animal Crossing. You know, well, of course, Goofy wears clothes, but Pluto doesn't, and you know, that's just fine, and no one thinks that's that weird. So that's how I like to think of KK as well.
Right. Number nine, Kicks the Skunk. Number one I'd have to give knock against him is he's a skunk, so you know he's probably not the best smelling fella in Animal Crossing. You're probably always around him just like, man, you stink, you need some deodorant or something. I get that vibe from him. But you have to realize where this guy grew up. He grew up in the mean streets of Animal Crossing City Folk, just as a humble shoe shine salesman, if I can get that out. But, I mean, and that's how you would get new shoes. He would shine them up so good that it would look like you have a new pair of shoes on. So that was really, really cool. Now he's a full-blown salesman. I mean, just selling all his wares. I expect in the future he'll have his own shop like the Abel sisters. I can only hope the best for him. But this guy's just so down to earth, so humble. All he wants you to do is just buy a few pairs of shoes if you do like them. If not, hey, no problem. He calls you a chum. No one else does. I think that's so cool. I have to label Kicks a good hang.
Couldn't agree more. You know, this was the one I was kind of sad that wasn't assigned to me. I love Kicks. He's one of my favorite vendors in the game. I have a weakness for a few things in real life, and two of those things are shoes and bags, and he sells both of these in the game. So, I mean, obviously, I'm kind of in love with this guy. I love, like you said, that he came from such humble beginnings, and now he offers a lot more stuff. And bags were one of the best additions to this game as far as fashion. I just absolutely love checking out his wares when he shows up in town, and I nearly always buy something from him. But like you said, there's no pressure. He's going to be your friend even if you don't buy anything. Hopefully, as your friend, he wouldn't feel threatened, and therefore maybe he wouldn't stink so much when you're hanging out with him, because that would be a big drawback if he was to smell up the place. But yeah, definitely a good hang in my book.
Yeah, and I've never got any smelly shoes or bags from him, so I think he does take care of himself, or his items at least.
I feel like he has it under control.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. The next one I have is CJ. So he's kind of, as far as I know, a newcomer to the series and New Horizons. I'm labeling him as a good hang. And this one was tough for me because there are things that kind of annoy me about him. But also, he has some really good qualities as well. So curious to hear what you think. But here's kind of why I have him as a good hang. He's, you know, first of all, he's believed to be the son of Chip from previous Animal Crossing games. And I like to think that he is.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I really like about him is, you know, he pays above market value for any fish you catch. And, you know, I just love feeling like I'm getting a good deal when I'm selling my fish to him. And also, he'll even make you a fish model if you bring him three of the same fish. So if you have a fish you just absolutely love, you know, he'll make you a model that you can stick in your house to commemorate that you caught it. So I really like that about him. You know, also, and this is kind of good and bad, but he's always recording. You know, he's always live streaming and filming for his show. But one good thing is, you know, he's always going to be able to capture your best catches and share it with his very sizable online audience. So he might make you go viral if you catch a big fish while he's around. And then lastly, I have, you know, he gives out really good prizes during his fishing tournaments. You know, I participated in his tournament earlier a couple months ago and was very happy with some of the prizes I got. There was some actual good stuff in there. It wasn't all just junk. So I was very happy about that as well. So adding all that up, I'm labeling him as a good hang. Even if he may get on my nerves occasionally, I still... Overall, to me, he's a good hang.
You know, I couldn't agree more. I love CJ. I have talked to him before, and he actually opened up about his dad a little bit, and it sure seems like it is Chip.
It really does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. He always says his dad's hanging out on his boat, probably fishing or something like that, I believe. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you may be just fishing, and if he happens to be around and you catch this giant shark, you want to record that. Well, he's streaming it to the world. You know, everybody's going to know. Like you said, it could go viral. So, I think that's the kind of friend. As long as it wasn't something embarrassing like the 100th sea bass that you caught, I think he'd be, of course, a good hang because he can make you go places.
Yeah, hopefully he's one of them friends that you could just tell him, hey, don't post that when you catch a sea bass for the millionth time, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
Just really would only, you know, only share the big catches you got. So, yeah, I think overall good hang.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, our next one here is Orville and Wilbur, the flight attendants for Dodo Airlines. Now, I had to label these kind fellas as good hangs. Number one, they're my favorite new characters in Animal Crossing New Horizons. I just think these are the coolest guys in the game now, pretty much. One, they're very stylish. They give out awesome clothes and just memorabilia from their airlines that is so cool. You can put it on your wall. They give you a shirt. They give you a sleeping patch. And the second thing is they don't charge you any airfare. It's so cool. The only thing that costs you anything is when you get Nook Miles, which Tom Nook actually charges you for, and it's not Dodo Airlines. So that's kind of
true.
Messed up. But I really love the dialogue. They're super funny if you read everything. And they always, whenever they take you to an abandoned, deserted island, they're always going to make sure that you're not going to forget anything, because they can't come back. It's not their choice. They just can't. But they're not going to let you. They always want to be sure that you've got all your items before they leave, and that you're not going to forget anything that could be precious to you. All in all, there's still new characters. I'm finding out new stuff about them every day. But Orville and Wilbur are definitely good hangs.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. Like you said, the branding of Dodo Airlines is just awesome. I'd love to get some real-life merchandise from there.
I would, too.
And wear it. So like you said, that's really cool. I also like it. Like you said, they'll make sure you have your tools. And even if you ignore all their warnings and you end up there and you're missing a shovel, you know, they'll rent you one. So they're just good guys like that. And one other thing that I really appreciate they do is they allow you to mail items to your friends, and they arrive right away. So I really appreciate that. They not only do they fly you around, but they'll mail you stuff for a small fee. So.
Now, I do have mixed feelings on that. I feel like they put the post office out of business, and I really miss seeing Pelly and Pete. That's the only knock I would do against them. Mm-hmm. But I do love that if Pelly and Pete aren't there, I'm glad that we can send letters to each other by using Dodo Airlines.
Exactly. I agree with you. These are really cool newcomers to the Animal Crossing franchise, and I definitely think good hangs for sure.
Good hang.
All right, this next one was probably the hardest one for me, just because I don't have very little opinion of them. But nevertheless, I'm talking about the character Flick, and she's kind of the bug collecting version of CJ. And so you'll occasionally see her in your town, and there's just not a whole lot I know about her yet. We haven't yet had a bug tournament or anything, so it's hard to say. But, you know, I'm going to label her a good hang just simply because, you know, this chameleon does the same for bugs as CJ does for fish, and she'll pay you above market price for your bugs, and also she'll make you some pretty cool statues. So overall, good hang, but that's kind of to be determined. Jury's still out on it. We'll see as I get to know her more. But I definitely want to give her the benefit of the doubt, so I went with good hang. But again, I could easily be swayed to a tough hang. I just have very little opinion of this character.
I understand. You know, CJ and Flick are actually partners.
That's true.
And Flick is actually the artistic one. Whenever you give the fish to CJ, he'll actually give them to Flick, and she'll make the model for you, and then send it. Then you'll get it back from CJ.
I did not know that. So that's cool.
Yeah, he'll take everything, but Flick is the one who makes all the models. It's pretty cool on that. But I'm with the same. I haven't done a bug off tournament yet. I don't know when the next one is, but I really don't know what if it offers any items or what exactly. But I do enjoy getting my bugs at a premium price, selling the bugs to her. I'm kind of in the same boat with you. The way they dress, I figured that they may be a little bit more of a bad person, you know, a little bit kind of a tough person, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
a bad girl.
Dress is kind of goth or something. Yeah.
I don't know if I would want Timmy and Tommy hanging out with a character like this and ruining their reputation or not. But
that's true.
I would have to give them the benefit of the doubt as well, just because, you know, looks can be deceiving. I really don't know this person.
Yeah, I'm going to put Flick as just kind of an occasional hang. You know, you're
occasional,
not just always calling her, seeing if she's free. But, you know, every now and then it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it is. She's in my town or she's not, kind of, so.
Right.
Okay, my next one, number 13 here, is Sahara the camel. Now, this was this was the hardest one for me. Sahara comes around and she just sells you some carpets, rugs, small, medium, or large. And then if you're willing to take a chance, you can get some mysterious wallpaper or some mysterious flooring. Now, I'm prone to always get the mysterious one, because sometimes it's really cool. In the previous games, it was always really neat what you would get sometimes. So so far, she hasn't let me down, and she's given me some really nice flooring. But I've been trying to find a way to think of some ways that I could knock her, but I don't have anything, so I'd have to go with a good hang on this one, because I I don't see anything wrong with the way she does business. She gives you coupons now where you can exchange that for mysterious flooring or mysterious wallpaper. But I really don't have too much of an opinion, kind of like you with Flick. So far, she's always treated me right, and I like the character.
Okay, yeah. I'm very mixed on this, too. And like you said, very little opinion, actually. But, you know, I don't love her business model. It's just, it's a little complicated. I wish she could just show me what she was carrying. It seems like you said you've had pretty good luck. I've had kind of bad luck when I've been getting flooring gotcha. From her, and it's never anything I've liked so far. And again, it's just kind of the luck of the draw, but I wish she'd just show me what she had and I could make the choice for myself. But
right,
but again, you know, there is some cool, it is neat to be surprised, especially if it's something really cool. So I don't know, I kind of lean towards Tough Hang, but I don't feel strongly about it.
You know, that's it took me a while to think of even what I had for her, but you know, you've raised some good opinions. I didn't think of that. Yeah, what's she hiding, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just show me what you got. I don't want to buy a mystery bag from you.
I have had good luck on this game, but in the previous games I have not had good luck at times, but I played those a lot more than this one, so.
Yeah, just kind of the luck of the draw, I guess.
I think time will tell, and if our friendship can stand the test of time, then she'll be a good hang, but if not, she'll be a tough hang.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to your last one here.
Yeah, so we're wrapping it up here, number 14, and you know, we couldn't just leave him out, even though he just was just here for a brief time, and that's Zipper T Bunny. And man, of all the characters I have, you couldn't have a tougher hang for me than Zipper T Bunny. Huge tough hang here. First of all, he only comes around once a year, so even if you were friends with him, you're never going to see him, but just once a year. So, very tough to hang out with someone who's not even around, number one. Number two, when he is around, he leaves his eggs everywhere, making harvesting materials and catching wildlife much more difficult and very annoying. You know, I don't like a friend that just leaves his stuff laying around everywhere. You know, comes and visits you and just really makes himself at home. And you've got socks on the floor and, you know, he's leaving food out. And it's just, man, just pick up after yourself. Don't leave everything lying around. Also, his exclusive items and recipes are, in my opinion, very tacky. And he just really creeps me out. And this was before I watched Cooper Cosmic's Zipper T Bunny video. But after that, he really creeped me out. So, yeah, just a terrible hang in my opinion. But I'm curious to hear what you think.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm with you. I can't stand when people just, they make themselves at home too much and just trash your place
up.
Yeah,
too much. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I want people to feel at home, but kind of like my villagers, clean up after yourself, you know. But yeah, Zipper T Bunny, I can't even tell. He never hardly blinks. It just, I don't even know if that's his real face or not. He may be hiding underneath something. That head's way too big. But yeah, I don't care for his style. I think if anything, he looks more like a clown, and I just don't care for him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely clown vibes coming from him, and just yeah. I mean, he just ruined Animal Crossing for me. I shoot down a balloon and it's an egg. I hit a rock and it's an egg. I catch a fish. Oh no, it's an egg. Just, you know, the character was hated so much that Nintendo issued a patch to make him less annoying. I think that's the only character that they've ever done something like that for. So I don't think we're alone, but yeah, terrible hang.
Right, yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, you know, he ruined Animal Crossing for a few weeks for a lot of people there, and I think Nintendo finally had to take some action against him.
Yep, so, well, man, this was a lot of fun. We went even more in-depth than I thought we might, and so I think this is a great research that was done here, and I think the audience should be very happy that we've done all this work for them.
You know, yeah, we've separated all the Animal Crossing characters into good hangs or tough hangs, but we'll see what everyone else thinks about it. But I don't see how there can be any argument for most of these.
I mean, it seems like our arguments were pretty airtight, so yeah, I don't see anyone differing from our opinions.
Of course not.
All right, man. Well, this was a ton of fun. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up for this episode. We do want to remind everyone that they can visit our show page at anchor.fm/KreboShootPodcast. Of course, we're available wherever you listen to your podcast. You can just search for KreboShoot Podcast. You'll find us there. If you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcast. You can email questions or concerns to KreboShootPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Karibo Shoe Pod. We're on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/Karibo Shoe Podcast. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.